Today's Amud is Yevamos Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top, by the word Gufa. So we're in the middle of discussing the concept of Chalitza Psula. In short, we said the Chalitza Psula is at any time a person, there's some sort of weakness in the Chalitza, generally because, let's say, Yibum is not an option. When Yibum is not an option, so then the Halacha is that the Chalitza does not get rid of the Zika of all the parties involved. So, Lamashal, let's say you have a case where Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. This is the case that Shmuel spoke about. You had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they're married to Rachel and Leah. And they also have, so in such a case, stop. If we would stop the picture right there, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon die without having any children. So now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. The halacha is that they have to perform Chalitza, they're not allowed to do Yibum because each sister is Achiziku Kasai, or because of the Isra Levata Mitzas Yivamin. Whatever the reason is that they're not allowed to do Chalitza, they're not allowed to do Yibum in such a scenario. As a result, Levi has to do Chalitza. So that's a case where they're Chalitzas Vlemis Yavemes. Now, going back to the scene, we have Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Let's say each one of them also have second wives. Reuven, besides being married to Rachel, is also married to Mrs. Reuven. And Shimon, besides being married to Leah, is also married to Mrs. Shimon. So the halacha is, if Reuven and Shimon both die, and now all four of these women, Mrs. Reuven and Rachel, Mrs. Shimon and Leah, they all fall to Yibum to Levi. So the halacha is, Shmuel told us that if Levi would do Chalitza to, so he has to get rid of both houses, Reuven and Shimon. He has to do Chalitza to both parties, to one of the members of each party. So if let's say he does Chalitza to Leah. Let's say when he's getting rid of the Chiyuv to Shimon's bias, so he goes, let's say, to Leah, and he does Chalitza. So that Chalitza is called the Chalitza Psula, because being that he has no option of performing Yibum with Leah, because she's Achai Ziku Kasai, because Rachel also fell to him, so being that Levi has no option to do Chalitza to Leah, so the Chalitza to Leah is what's considered a Chalitza Psula. Mamela, he's also going to have to do a Chalitza to Mrs. Shimon. Even though Leah and Mrs. Shimon are from the same bias. Normally, you only do one Chalitza to get rid of the Zika from the entire bias. In this case, where the Chalitza to Leah was a Chalitza Psula, because Levi was not allowed to be Miyabimer, so therefore, that Chalitza has a certain weakness to it, and it does not get rid of the Zika to Mrs. Shimon. Mamela, even after Levi does Chalitza to Leah, he's going to have to do Chalitza again to Mrs. Shimon. That was the halacha, that's the idea of a Chalitza Psula. So Gufa, we had said, Amar Shmuel spoke about this case, that Chalitza L'Achayos, in this case, where you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, to Rachel and Leah, and they also have second wives. So if Levi goes ahead and he does Chalitza to one of the sisters, let's say he does Chalitza to Leah, so Lei Niftru Tzareis, so the Tzareis don't go free. And then similarly, when he then does Chalitza with Rachel, so Mrs. Reuven does not go free, because that Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. However, Letzareis Niftru Achayais. If he does Chalitza to the Tzara, so then that Chalitza will patter the sister, and the sister will go out free without requiring Chalitza, which the Gemara will elaborate on this point shortly. So that's one halacha that Shmuel said. This was one example of a Chalitza Psula, and this was the halacha that Shmuel said. A second case, Shmuel says like this. He says, let's say Chalas Abailas Haget. So the case is like this. Now we're only going to discuss two brothers. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Rachel and to Mrs. Reuven. He has two wives, not related, nothing to do with Arias. Reuven has two wives, Rachel and Mrs. Reuven. And Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel and Mrs. Reuven both fall to Shimon. So this is a regular case of Yibam, where Shimon either does Yibam or Chalitza with one of the Yavamas, and then the other one, Mamela, goes free. That would be classic, that would be in a normal case. However, let's say Shimon then goes ahead and he gives a get to Rachel. Now, a get does not work in a matzav of Yibam. A get is not going to allow either one of the Yavamas to then go out free. So what does a get do? What a get accomplishes, and this is a din derabanan, midaraisa, a get accomplishes absolutely nothing by Yibam. But midarabanan, Chazal said that if Shimon gives a get to Reuven, if Shimon gives a get to one of Reuven's wives, let's say he gives a get to Rachel, so then the halacha is that once Shimon gives a get, so now he's not allowed to perform Yibam. So now the chalitza is called a chalitza psula, because now he's not allowed to perform Yibam. If you would do chalitza now with Rachel, that chalitza would be called a chalitza psula because he's not allowed to be miyabim her. So that's what Shmuel said. That's what Shmuel says now. Then chalatza bailas aget. Let's say Shimon gives a get to Rachel. Reuven was married to Rachel and to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven died. So if Shimon goes ahead and gives a get to Rachel, and then he does chalitza with Rachel, he was chalatza bailas aget, he did chalitza to the Yavama that he gave the get to, so then the halacha is loy nifter atzara. So then Mrs. Reuven does not go out free, because that chalitza had a weakness to it. It was a chalitza psula. As opposed to letzara, if Shimon would do chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so then, if the rabbi is a get, so then Rachel will go out free without requiring chalitza. Now, even though the halacha is that Shimon is not allowed to be miyabe Mrs. Reuven either. Once he gives a get to one of the Yavamas, he's not allowed to perform Yibam with either one of the Yavamas. So technically, the chalitza to Mrs. Reuven should also be considered like a chalitza psula. It seems that, even though it's true he's not allowed to be miyabe Mrs. Reuven, but the chalitza to Rachel is even more of a chalitza psula, being that Rachel is the one who he actually gave the get to. So then that's mamish a chalitza psula to do chalitza with Rachel, as opposed to Mrs. Reuven. There's a certain element of it that it's not so much of a chalitza psula. So mamela the chalitza to Mrs. Reuven will pater Rachel, but the chalitza to Rachel will not pater Mrs. Reuven. That was the second halacha of Shmuel. Says Shmuel now a third halacha, that chalatz lebailas hamaimer. So very similar case, again the same characters. You have Reuven who's married to Rachel and to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now his two wives, Rachel and Mrs. Reuven, they fall to Shimon, and Shimon goes ahead and he does Maimer to Rachel. So that's excellent. He's supposed to do that before he does Yibam. He performs Maimer. So he performed Maimer with Rachel, and then he decides to backtrack. He decides, no, what? Never mind. I don't want to marry her. I'm going to do Chalitza. So the halacha in such a case, besides, before we get to chalitza psula, the halacha is that any time a yavam does maimer with one of the yavamas, so in this case, Shimon did maimer with Rachel, the halacha is that Rachel requires now, besides chalitza to get rid of the zika, she also needs a get to get rid of the maimer. Chalitza will undo the zika, and a get will undo the maimer. That's the halacha anytime a yavam does maimer. So then the yavama requires two things. She requires get and chalitza. Being that Rachel, in this case, she requires more than just chalitza, she also needs a get. So memela, if Shimon is chalatza bailas hamaimer, says Shmuel, if Shimon does chalitza with the one who he did maimer with, if he does chalitza to Rachel, being that chalitza is not good enough, it's not gonna be good enough to get rid of Rachel Agamri, so memela, that chalitza also has a shame chalitza psula, because even though the chalitza gets rid of the zika, but being that Rachel is still is still there, she doesn't go out free, so that chalitza is also considered a chalitza psula, and memela loy nifter atzara, Mrs. Ruth, they will not go free. However, Litzara, if Shimon does Chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, so then Nifter Abalas HaMaimer, so then Rachel, who Shimon did Maimer with, so then Rachel will go out free, meaning she won't require another Chalitza, she'll just need the get for her Maimer, but she's not going to require another Chalitza, it doesn't have a shame Chalitza Psula. So the Chalitza for Mrs. Reuven will work for Rachel. So those are the three halachas that Shmuel taught us. Now says the Gemara, and the Gemara for our entire Amud really is going to be focusing on Shmuel's first case, the case that we spoke about already in the previous year, the case where we had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah, and each one of them also had second wives. Reuven was also married to Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon was also married to Mrs. Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon both die. The four women fall to Levi. The halacha is that if Levi does chalitza to one of the sisters, sisters. So that chalitza is a chalitza psula, and it won't pater the tzara. So the chalitza on Leah will not pater Mrs. Shimon. The chalitza on Rachel will not pater Mrs. Reuven. However, if he does chalitza to the tzaras, if he does chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, so that will pater Leah. And if he does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, so that will pater Rachel. That was the halacha that Shmuel had said. Now ask the Gemara Akasha. Ask the Gemara like this. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? When he does chalitza to the sisters, if he does chalitza to Leah, so it doesn't pater Mrs. Shimon. If he does chalitza then to Rachel, it doesn't pater Mrs. Reuven. Why not? My time, why, what, Maishna, why is it that it doesn't pater the tzarais? The havyola achis isha bezika. I understand why. It's because you're considering that to be a chalitza psula, since the sisters, each one of the sisters is like Achas Ishtai. Meaning, when he does Chalitza to Leah, so Leah in a way is like Achas Ishtai. Now, Levi is not married to Rachel, so why is Leah Achas Ishtai? She's called Achas Ishtai Bezika. Being that Rachel has a Zika to him, has a Zika to Levi, so Leah is Achas Ishtai Bezika, so that's why that Chalitza is called a Chalitza Psula. And similarly, Rachel is considered an Achas Ishtai Bezika, because being that Leah has a Zika to him, so Rachel is Achas Ishtai Bezika. So Mamela, those Chalitzas are called Chalitzas Psulis, and I understand that's why you say that the Chalitza does not pat to the Tzara. But ask the Gemara, why is it that when it comes to the sisters, you say that the Chalitza is called the Chalitza Psula, since it's Achas Ishtai Bezika? Ask the Gemara, Chalatz Tzara is Nami Loi Lifter Rachayis. Now, l'chaira, the chalitza on the tzarais should also be considered a chalitza psula. Why should the chalitza on the tzarais be a chalitza psula, and it should not pat to the sisters? The havyaluhu tzarais achis ishta bezika, because it may not be achis ishta bezika, but it's tzaras achis ishta bezika. Meaning, just like tzaras achis ishta is pater from yibam, so tzaras achis ishta bezika should also be aser to perform yibam. Again, it's all derabanan. This whole thing of Zika would only be derabanan, but at least it should be asami derabanan for Levi to perform yibam with the tzarais as well, because each tzara is tzaras achis ishtai bezika. So, in as much as you're telling me that because of the Zika, the chalitza to Rachel and Leah are considered chalitza is psulais because it's achis ishtai bezika, so the chalitza is on Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon should also have a shame chalitza psula because they also have an iser yibam because they're tzaras achis ishtai bezika. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is going to say two terutzim to this Kasha. The first one slightly more complicated, nothing overly complicated, but it's going to take us for the next many lines, about 15 lines, and then we're going to get to the second terutz of the Gemara. So first, the first terutz of the Gemara. Again, the Kasha is that just like Shmuel says that the chalitza on the sisters is called the chalitza psula and it won't pat to the tzaras, so the chayra that chalitza on the tzaras also shouldn't pat to the sisters, that also should be considered a chalitza psula because it's Saras Achas Ishtai Bezika. Says the Gemara, Teretz number one, that Ksaver Shmuel ain't Zika. Now, the reason why Shmuel does not have a problem with the Chalitza on the Tzareis pattering the sisters is because Shmuel holds ain't Zika. So, Mamela, you're not going to have Tzareis Achas Ishta Bezika because Shmuel doesn't hold of Zika. Now, the obvious kasha on that is going to be, so then the Chalitza on the sisters should pattern the Tzareis. Because what's wrong with the Chalitza on the sisters is because it's Tzareis, is because it's Achas Ishta. If you're telling me Shmuel doesn't hold of Zika, so it's not Achis Ishtai Bezika, so those Chalitzas also should not be considered Chalitzas Psulais. The Gemara will address that shortly. But says the Gemara, the reason why the Chalitzas on the Tzareis are not considered Chalitzas Psulais, the reason why those are valid Chalitzas, we don't consider it Tzaras Achis Ishtai Bezika, is because Shmuel doesn't prescribe to Zika. Now ask the Gemara, wait a second, Shmuel doesn't prescribe to Zika, va'amar Shmuel yesh Zika. But we had earlier on Yitchasim Beis that Shmuel holds yesh Zika. So how could you tell me all of a sudden here ain't Zika? So says the Gemara in Echanami. You're right, Shmuel himself holds yesh Zika. But ledivrei ha'omer ain't Zika ka'amer, when he said over this halacha that we have on our Amud, so he was saying it that if you hold ain't Zika, so then this will be the halacha, that if you do chalitza on the tzaris, so it's going to pat to the sisters. But wait a second, ask the Gemara, and this is the kasha that we started with, is that Ihachi, if so, if you're telling me ain't Zika, and that's why the Chalitza and the Tzareis is not considered Chalitza is Psulais, so then Chalitza Achayes Amayla Niftru Tzareis. So then the Chalitza on the sister should also work. When he does Chalitza with Leah, that should pater Mrs. Shimon, and when he does Chalitza to Rachel, so that should pater, Mrs. Ruvain, because there's no Zika, so that Chalitza shouldn't be considered a Chalitza Psula either. Now says the Gemara, we have our kasha halfway. The Bishlam Tzaras Rachel, I understand when he does Chalitza to Rachel, meaning he first does Chalitza to Leah, and then he does Chalitza to Rachel. So I understand why the Chalitza on Rachel, Bishlam Tzaras Rachel Leiti Pater, I understand why when he does Chalitza to Rachel, so that's not gonna pater Mrs. Ruvain. When he does Chalitza to Rachel second, the Gemara is considering this to be the second Chalitza, when he does Chalitza to Rachel second, so that's not going to pater Mrs. Ruvain, the cave in the Chalitza Lelea, because since he already did Chalitza to Leah, so Vahadar Chalitza Rachel, and now he's doing Chalitza to Rachel, so even though he doesn't hold of Zika, but Rachel is going to be Aser for a different reason, because Havio Le Chalitza de Rachel Chalitza Psula, that's because she's Achais Chalutzasai, being that Levi already did Chalitza to Leah. So Rachel is now going to be considered Achayis Chalutzasai. Memela, her Chalitza is going to be a Chalitza Psula. Even if you don't prescribe to Zika, that's going to be possible for another reason. So I understand why the Chalitza on Rachel will not pater Mrs. Ruvain. That makes a lot of sense. Ella asked the Gemara that Sarah de Leah ti pater. But why doesn't the Chalitza on Leah, why won't that pater Mrs. Shimon? The sister that he does Chalitza to first, which the Gemara is calling her Leah, why is it that when he does Chalitza to Leah, why does that not pater Mrs. Shimon? If he doesn't hold of Zika, if he's going Lefi the Man Da'amar that ain't Zika, so why won't that Chalitza pater Mrs. Shimon? So says the Gemara, Inachanami, it will. Inachanami, when he does Chalitza to Leah, it will pater Mrs. Shimon. Ah, but Shmuel said the Chalitza on the sisters does not pater the Tzareis. Mailei Niftru Tzareis, when he says that the Chalitza on the sisters does not pater the Tzareis, Mailei Niftru Tzareis Nami Dekamer Atzare de Rachel. He was referring to the second Tzara. He was referring to the Tzara of Rachel, the sister that he does Chalitza to second. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't seem to fit in the wording of Shmuel. Vahatzarais ka'amer. He said at Belashin Rabbim that the Chalitza on the sisters will not pater the Tzareis. I don't know why the Gemara focuses on Tzareis and not Achayos, but it's the same kasha that it doesn't seem to fit within the Lashon of Shmuel. So says the Gemara, no, it could fit. And Tzareis the Alma, when he said that the Chalitza on the sister, which is referring to Rachel, that won't pater the Tzareis. In a Chanami, in this story, there's only one Tzara, but then there could be other stories where there's another Tzara and another Tzara. So he was calling it Tzareis because in all types of these cases, so the Chalitza on the second sisters will not pater their Tzareis. That's why he calls it Tzareis, even though in this story there's only really one, but since he's referring to all different types of stories, so or many stories, so that's why it's called Tzareis. Well, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, we still have a Kasha. Ihachi, if so, the Lashon of Shmuel is that the Chalitza on the sister doesn't pater the Tzara, but the Chalitza on the Tzara does pater the sister. Now, if so, if you're telling me that we're focusing on Rachel, so then Chalitza Tzarais Niftur Achayais, and you're telling me that Shmuel says that when he does Chalitza on the Tzara, so that paters the sister, meaning you're telling me that when Levi then goes ahead and does Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, so that's going to pater Rachel. Wait a second, is that true? Is that really true? That when he does Chalitza to Tzaras Rachel, so when he does Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, that's going to pater Rachel? Is that really true? But now we learned in the Mishnah that Aser Adam B'Tzaras Kreivas Chalutzasai, that just like there's an Isser for a person to marry the relatives of his Chalutza, so in this case, Levi did Chalitza to Leah, so now he's Aser to Leah's sister. He's Aser to Rachel, als Achis Chalutzasai. Just like there's an Isser on Kreivas Chalutzasai, there's also an Isser on Tzaras Kreivas Chalutzasai, on the Tzara of the Chalutza's relatives. So in this story, Levi did Chalitza to Leah. He's Aser to Kreivas Chalutzasai, means he's Aser to Rachel. He's also Aser to Rachel's Tzara. So he's Aser to Mrs. Ruvain. And if so the chalitza to Mrs. Reuven should also be considered a chalitza psula. Why is it that the chalitza on Rachel will not pater Mrs. Reuven, and the chalitza on Mrs. Reuven will pater Rachel? Why is that? That chalitza is also chalitza psula. So says the Gemara in Achanami. We totally misunderstood Shmuel. What Shmuel meant to say is as follows. Shmuel nami hischil v'loi hischil ka'amar. He was discussing hischil v'loi hischil, which the Gemara explains. That hischil ba'achayois, if he starts off with one of the sisters, if Levi goes ahead and he does chalitza with Leah, if he starts off with one of the sisters, so then enachanami, so then lo yigmor b'tzarais. So then he's not even going to be able to finish up with the tzara. Meaning he's not even going to be able to just finish up the job by just going ahead and doing chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, because like we just pointed out, that chalitza is also considered a chalitza psula. That's if he starts with one of the sisters. If he starts with the sisters, it doesn't pass to the tzaras. What he meant is that if you start with one of the sisters, if you start doing chalitza to Leah, so then it's not going to help to just do chalitza to one of the tzaras. Ditnan asr adam tzaras krevas chalutzasai, because like we just said, that there's an isser on tzaras krevas chalutzasai. But Melo, that chalitza to Mrs. Reuven will be considered a chalitza psula. However, Shmuel then said that if he does chalitza to the tzara, that patters the sister. What he meant to say is that his chil b'tzarais is that if Levi starts off with the tzara, meaning Levi, instead of doing chalitza to Leah, he does chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, so the chalitza to Mrs. Shimon will for sure patter Leah. So once he does that, then he could go to Reuven's bias and yigmor af ba'achayais. He could even finish the job with the sisters. The tzara patters the sister means that if he starts off with the tzara, so then he could complete the job even by going to one of the sisters, even by going to Rachel. If he starts off, if he gets rid of the zika to Shimon's bias by doing chalitza to the tzara, by doing chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, so then he could get rid of the zika to Reuven's bias, he could get rid of his chiyuvim, we'll call it, to Reuven's bias, by even doing chalitza to just Rachel, because Rachel is not usher to him in such a case. Ditnam, because we learned that mutter adam bekrave Tzaras chalutzasai. Now the person is allowed to marry the relatives of the tzara of his chalutza. Meaning in this case, the chalutza is Mrs. Shimon, and Leah is the tzara of Mrs. Shimon. That's tzaras chalutzasai, is Leah. A person's allowed to marry Leah's sister. Leah's sister would be kreivas tzaras chalutzasai. Such a person is mutter for a person to marry. Mamela, once Levi does chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, so now he has an open field when it comes to Reuben. Wives. Neither of those women are bad to muster to him. Since neither of those women are usher to him, he could even finish the job with the sister. That's all that Shmuel meant to say. So it comes out Shmuel didn't mean to say anything like we originally had thought. Shmuel was talking about hischil v'loi hischil ka'amar. And again, all of this whole Shakla V'Tarya all started because we had a kasha. We had a kasha, how to understand Shmuel's memra. He said that when Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and also Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, that when Reuven and Shimon die, and they fall to Levi, when all the four women fall to Levi, so if Levi does chalitza on the sisters, it's not gonna pat to the tzaras. But if he does chalitza on the tzaras, so then it's gonna pat to the sisters. And we had a kasha that, wait a second, the sisters you're telling me is a chalitza psula, why? Because it's achis ishtoi bezika. So if so, the tzara also should be tzaras achais ishtei bezika, and those chalitzais should also be considered chalitzais psulais. Because of that kasha, we had to say that Shmuel holds ein zika, and ultimately hischil v'lai hischil ka'amar. However, Rav Ashi now says a different teretz. Rav Ashi says that no, a different teretz to why is it that the chalitza on the sisters will pater the will not pater the tzaras, though those chalitzais will be chalitzais psulais, yet the chalitzais on the tzaras, that will pater the sisters, the chalitza on Mrs. Shimon and on Mrs. Reuven, so that's going to pater Leah and Rachel. How is that? Why isn't it achis ishtoi? Why isn't it tzaras achis ishtoi bezika? So Rav Ashi Amer lo'aylam kedika amrit. It's like we originally thought, not hiskel v'lei hiskel. It's like the pashur pshat of Shmuel. And what's the reason why that the chalitza on the tzaras works? Umishum delei alima zika l'shavya l'tzara ke'erva. Says Rav Ashi that even though it's true that when Levi does chalitza to Rachel or to Leah, meaning really Shmuel holds yesh zika, we know that that's Shmuel shita. So memela, when Levi does chalitza to Rachel or to Leah, so each one of those are considered achos ishtoi bezika. Memela, that chalitza will be considered a chalitza psula. So now what do we ask? We want to say that if so, if those are considered achos ishtoi bezika, so then Mrs. Shimon, let's say, should be considered Tsaras achis ishta bezika, and mamela her chalitza should also be considered a chalitza psula. Says Rav Ashi, no. Listen, Shmuel holds yesh zika, yeah, but the zika is not going to go so vight and to say that now the chalitza on Mrs. Shimon, who's a tsaras achis ishta bezika, that now that chalitza is called a chalitza psula, all because of the zika. That far we're not going to say yesh zika, even though yesh zika, but like alima zika, the zika is not that strong. L'shavi to make it, and now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, that they're considered like an erva as well, and that their chalitza also has a shame, chalitza psula. That far, we're not going to say yesh zika, and mamela, those chalitzais will not be considered chalitzais psulais, and they will pat to the sisters. And says the Gemara, the Tanya Kavasi de Rav Ashi, we have a braisa that says like Rav Ashi that seems to learn Shmuel Kipshutai, because the braisa says that chalatz la'achayos, if Levi does chalitza to one of the sisters, so then loyniftaru tzarais, then the tzarais don't go out free, but halitzarais niftaru achayos, but if he does chalitza to one of the tzarais, so then niftaru achayos, so then the sisters go free. Now my timer, what's the reason? What's the difference? La mishum de kasavar yesh zika, it must be because Shmuel holds yesh zika, which is why the chalitza on the sisters does not pat to the tzaras. At the same time, the zika is not going to be so strong that now the tzaras are going to be considered like a tzaras erva, that their chalitza will also be considered a chalitza psula. That far, we're not going to say it. And Tosis goes through what exactly the diakas and the braisa, because really the braisa seems to be saying the exact words of Shmuel. So the first teretz of the Gemara will tell you that no, the braisa means hischev v'lo hischev. Tosis goes through that there was a different reason why in the Gemara, in Shmuel's memory, you could be madcha and say that that's the pshat, but in the Braisa, we're not going to say that the pshat is hischel v'le hischel. The pshat is like, it means kipshutai, is like Rav Ashi understood. It's like Rav Ashi understood that even though yesh zika, and that's why the chalitza on the sisters will be considered a chalitza psula, but still the chalitza on the tzarais will not be considered a chalitza psula. So, and we have a raya from this Braisa. However, I'm Rav Abba Bar Mamon. Rav Abba Bar Mamon is matcha the raya, and he says it's lav dafka. You have a raya from here that yesh zika, but still the zika doesn't patter. Is not going to make it that the tzara is going to be considered a chalitza psula, because I could tell you over here there's a different reason why the chalitza on the tzarais works to patter the sisters. It's not because that the zika doesn't make it so, it's not so strong and this and that that Rav Ashi said. It's because hamani beishamahi. Maybe it's because the tan of this braisa is Beishamai, and that now we learned in the Mishnah, Beishamai Matir, not Tzareis La'achin. Beishamai holds that there's no such thing as a Tzareis Erva. So the Pshat in the Braisa is not that the Zika can't make it, that now the Tzareis Achei Zikukasai Bezika is considered a Chalitza Psula. The Pshat, and that's why the Chalitza on the Tzareis patters the sisters. The reason why the Chalitza on the Tzareis patters the sisters is because there's no such thing as a Tzareis Erva. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Braisa. Maybe the Braisa says Beishamai, so there's no raya from here that even if you hold of the concept of Tzaras Erva, that the Zika won't make it into like a Tzaras Erva. Well, wait a second, says the Gemara, if the Braisa is going like Beishamai, that there's no such thing as a Tzaras Erva, ihachi, if so, so then Yevumi Nami Tesyavim. So then why does the Braisa seem to say that they have to do Chalitza, and it's just a question of whose Chalitza will patter who? Why do they have to Bechlal do Chalitza? If we're going like Beishamai, that there's no such thing as a Tzaras Erva, so why can't Levi just go and do Yibum with Mrs. Reuven and with Mrs. Shimon? If there's no Tzaras Erva, so even do Yibum. Why did the Braisa mashma that they have to do Chalitza? So says the Gemara that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. It's because we're going like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. It's because even though you're right, according to Beishamai, technically Levi's allowed to do Yibum with Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, but the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, the Amar who had said that Bayu Nesakin Lahem Utzareis. Let's make a Takana for all Tzareis Arayis. Shiuchaltes Vlemis Yavmais. That in order to get out of being Tully in the Machlekes between Beishamai and Beisilil about whether or not there's such a thing as a Tzareis Erva, let's just tell all of them that they have to do do chalitza and not do yibam. So that's why the Braisa says that they have to do chalitza, even though lefi beis shammai, technically speaking, it's mutter even to be miyabim, but they have to do chalitza because of this takana that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri had made. Well, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri made this takana? Va'amar mar, but we had earlier, we had on about 12 blad ago, we had lehispiku ligmur esadavar atranitra fahasha, that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri never ended up getting a chance to make the gezerah. He wanted to make this takana, he wanted to do it, but then some other things came up and they didn't get around to making it. So how could you tell me that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? So says the Gemara, I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, acharav chazru v'tiknu. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri never got the chance to make the takana. He wanted to make the takana in Nitra Fahasha. But then, the Gemara is telling us now a postscript to the story is that really sometime later they did make the takana, and they said that even lefi beis shammai they have to do chalitza, and that's why this Braisa says that they have to do chalitza. Even though you're right, technically speaking, according to beis shammai, Levi could even do yibum, but the Braisa is going like this takana, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that they have to do chalitza. But al kapanim, there's no raya from the fact that the Braisa says that the chalitza on the sisters will pat to the tzad. There's no raya that it's because the Zika is not strong enough to make them into tzarais aches ishtai. It could just be that the Braisa is going like Beis Shammai, that there's no such thing as a tzaras erva.